Serenity is the name of a totally bizarre new movie that I'm pretty sure I saw in a theater, but I also wouldn't be surprised if I woke up tomorrow to discover the film, and this review of it, was nothing more than the product of a Benadryl-fueled fever dream. Serenity is also the name of a charter fishing boat captained in this alleged movie by Matthew McConaughey, who appears to be playing himself until we find out his character's name is Baker Dill. You heard that right, Baker Dill. He lives on an idyllic island of unknown geographical origin called Plymouth. His home is one of those converted shipping containers situated on the edge of a cliff. He likes to take off his clothes and plunge into the crystal blue waters below. He calls this taking a shower. Baker spends most of his days chasing after an elusive giant tuna he's dubbed Justice, then tumbling into bed with Diane Lane, who seems to be paying him for his, services. Then in saunters Anne Hathaway, a shadowy woman from Baker Dill's shadowy past. She seems to have come off a femme fatale assembly line. She wears wide-brimmed hats and high-collared buttoned-up coats and is constantly in the process of either lighting or snuffing out a cigarette. She and Baker have a teenage son, it turns out, and he's retreated into a world of computer coding because Hathaway's new rich husband, played by Jason Clarke, is an abusive drunk. Clark is currently en route to Plymouth Island, and Hathaway wants McConaughey to take him out onto the ocean, get him stupid drunk, and toss him overboard for the sharks. She'll pay him $10 million cash for his, services. So already we have a third-generation facsimile, an homage to all those overheated erotic thrillers from the 90s that were trying real hard to be 1940s noir. But then there are some peculiar developments. Baker Dill has some kind of telepathic communication with his faraway son, who may actually be the mastermind behind this whole dead husband scheme. There's a nebbish-looking man with old-fashioned spectacles and a briefcase who keeps chasing after Baker and just barely missing him. It also rains a lot, and yet nobody on this damn island seems to have ever heard of an umbrella. But if you thought Serenity was content to just be another rehash of The Postman Always Rings Twice, oh boy, were you wrong. At about the hour mark, it lays down its royal flush in the form of a plot reveal so outlandish and so ridiculously goofy that M. Night Shyamalan would howl. It's not so much a twist as it is a shift in the tectonic plates of the story. I won't give it away, but it is, I'll admit, an intriguing conceit. If it had been pulled off more convincingly, and if the implications of the revelation didn't undo so much of what came before it, this could have been a third-act reversal for the books. Instead, the movie hurtles toward a predictable and ludicrous climax, and I sat there wondering what attracted these actors to this script. Was McConaughey seduced by its ponderous ruminations on the nature of creation and the universe, or did he hope this would be just another excuse to show off how good his glutes look? Hathaway must have thought she'd have fun vamping her way through the thing, while Jaimin Hansu, playing McConaughey's first mate, and Diane Lane are such useless supporting characters that they must have signed on solely for the vacation on an Indian island. And yet I kinda sorta admire the sheer dunderheaded audacity of Serenity, which stumbles out onto a high wire with all the misplaced bravado of a trapeze walker after too many cocktails. It's driven by a certain overheated carelessness that you don't often see in studio products. One of the strangest things about it is that it was written and directed by Stephen Knight, whose last film was the terrific Tom Hardy in a car thriller Locke, and who here seems to be deliberately countering that movie's tasteful restraint. Maybe Serenity has a future as a you-won't-believe-what-this-movie-is-really-about kind of cult object. But we're in the present, and it's mostly just a waste of a bunch of good actors. At least it doesn't waste the sight of Matthew McConaughey's butt, so the art of cinema, despite earlier reports, is very much alive and well. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.